All right. Well, this man, I'm sure, has a high-priced agent. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Joe, good. I wanted to ask you about you've seen a lot of the players who are going to be at the top of the draft, beginning with Matthew Stafford, yeah. Obviously. What are your thoughts, from seeing him, through the years? He's had some good games against Vanderbilt. He's had some so-so games.
You know, it's kind of funny. He never was one of those guys that struck me as, the stereotype of the first pick in the first round. I mean, he always struck me as a very solid, very smart, a tough quarterback, a good field leader, didn't make a lot of mistakes, not very flashy, just kind of got the job done, good arm. But he wasn't one of those guys that you looked at least from my standpoint, looked at a year ago and said, well, this is the guy. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's a no-brainer, first pick of the first round kind of guy. So I guess his stock went up some in the way he performed through the past year. He's got experience with teams that have won a lot of games. So he's not one of those guys like, for example, the Jay Cutler to me, when you saw him and you saw the way he ran a team in the two-minute offense and the way he threw the ball like a bullet at times when he had to, you said, okay, there's a pro quarterback. You can see it, and Stafford obviously will be a very good quarterback, but he just never was, in my opinion, or struck me as just that over-the-top kind of guy.
I want to ask you, too, about B.J. Raji, somebody that you saw for Boston College that, we talked about, before the bowl game, Music City Bowl, and he was performing as advertised. It was very tough for Vanderbilt to run the ball inside the tackles.
Oh, he was a load. He was, in my opinion, he was probably the best defensive tackle we saw all year. He was so disruptive and so big and quick for his size that, him being talked in those top few picks doesn't surprise me at all. He just sounds to me like he is just made for an NFL defensive line, and I don't know what else he's had going on, but he to me is a lock to be a high pick. He was so disruptive to us.
And we saw the two great defenders for Wake Forest too toward the end of the season.
Yep, sure did. Yeah, we ran through some pretty good talent last year, didn't we? Sure
is he
did.
That good? That linebacker,
Aaron Curry.
Aaron Curry.
I think he's pretty darn good. I don't know, Kevin. We saw a lot of linebackers last year. if he wasn't the best we saw, he was way up on the list, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought Alphonso Smith was.
How would you compare him to Joe when you guys watched Patrick Willis?
Well, now Willis, I think was better. Willis was one of those guys. When I mentioned talking about Matthew Stafford, he was a guy that I watched during his last year at Ole Miss and said, "Good grief, this guy is scary good. He's fast, he's big." He's strong. He runs sideline to sideline. He can pass cover. He can defend the run. I thought he was special that last year we saw him at Ole Miss. So I Curry's awfully good. I think Alphonso Smith is awfully good too. But Willis to me was a step above all that. He was very special.
All right, to talk baseball, a trip up to Louisville yesterday and a successful ending for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, needed one too. It's a team that had been struggling, had lost four straight, and go to Louisville, a team that's awfully good, that's going to play in the NCAA tournament and don't get a lot of hits, but managed to score one in the ninth and then score one in the tenth and win the game 4-3. Some good notes in this. Russell Brewer pitched very well again, got the win. I think you realized the importance of this game last night when it got down to the tenth inning, and you looked at the third hitter coming up in the tenth inning, and it was a left-handed hitter, a power hitter, a first baseman, and I looked down in the bullpen, and Mike Minor began to loosen up. And Minor came in and pitched to that final hitter and got the save. I think that told you how significant Tim Corbin thought this game was, that they needed this win to kind of pick the spirits up again in that losing streak and get ready for a big weekend, and they were able to do it.
Joe will break down all the SEC players projected in the second day of the draft tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.